the king of my heart. Be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. You are good. Good, amen. I'm so glad that he's never gonna let me go, never gonna let me down. Thank you, Jesus. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. you have been so, so kind to me. Couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. Your foe, still your love far from me. And you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall. Still I'm found, it's 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. My heart, Lord, here's my heart, Lord, here's my heart, Lord, speak what is true. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. 'Cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life, and I can breathe, and I am healed, and I am free. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my we You're everything. You are more than enough. You are here. You are love. You are home. You are grace. You're all I have. You're Thank you, Jesus. You know that, I'm talking to myself here, of course, but you know, anybody else who this ministers to, you're more than welcome to listen. That's the way I want to start my day every day and go every moment, is praying that prayer. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Speak into it what is true. Speak into it what is true. There's all of these things, all of these lies that try to come against me, all of these things that are trying to speak so loudly. I just want to make this my daily prayer, that His truth will drown out everything else. That I can say, here's my heart, here's my life. In You I am found. I'm Yours. In You I am loved. I'm made pure. In You I have life. In You I can breathe. In You I am healed. And in You I am free. You are my strength. You are sure. You are the one sure thing. You are my life. You are always enduring. You are good. You are always true. You are always that light breaking through. So here's my heart. Here's my life. Speak what is true. Drown out all the lies. Drown out the things the enemy tries to bring. Drown out all of that. Let the only thing that I hear be Your truth. Let the direction that I am led be into Your truth by Your Spirit. I want to make that my daily prayer, my daily worship time, saying that He is worthy of my heart. He is worthy of my life. And He is worthy of my attention. That He is worthy of all of these things. Praise God. Praise God for His truth. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you, Justin. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to see each and every one of you here this morning. God's good. Amen. That should be our heart's desire for a morning prayer. We should desire more of the Lord and more of what He'd have for us and what He'd want to say to us. He wants to talk to us more than we understand, I think, sometimes. Amen. If you would, open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to lay a foundation from the last three verses, and I want us to go in the Word of God. And I never thought about this way. We talk about these verses all the time about faith, hope, and love. But faith, hope, and love, what they do is they allow you and I to have the vision of God produced in our life. And faith is a gift from God that produces hope. And hope can be assured of because of the love of God. And I never thought about this way quite exactly. And so you bear with me. Let's just let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. I think we'll leave here exhorted. I think we'll leave here encouraged. Because we know that our God's faithful. Amen. So if you would, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's read the last three verses, starting with verse number 11. When you're there, say amen. Notice what the Word of God says. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth by the unction of the Holy Spirit, he said, when I was a child, there's a time we need to grow up. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm still trying to grow in some areas. But when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, when I became grown, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. Now notice verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, love, however you wish to translate it. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these three is charity. The greatest of these is love. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. And thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for each and everything you've bestowed on us, Lord. Let us open the windows of our heart, the doors of our heart, Lord, and our minds be still, Lord. And draw near, Father. And I say in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. You may be seated. Thank you all so much for your attendance this morning. Thank you for being hungry for the Word of God and wanting to be a part of what God's doing. Amen. Because our God is up to something. We know the devil is up to something. So how much more shall our God be up to something? Our God's looking to save people. He's looking to heal people. He's looking to deliver people. He's got a vision. And the way that you and I are going to get a hold of that vision is we're going to put these verses of Scripture in alignment and allow the faith, hope, and love to encourage us to understand some things. Now, we could all sit here and talk, and we could quote about Scripture. We could quote what we say most of the time from the book of Proverbs where there's no vision. God said, my people perish. And we know that we've got to have a vision. God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we've got to have a vision. But the devil is very crafty, and he's very good at creating a vision of negative, a vision of hopelessness, a vision of how am I going to ever get out of this situation or how can things get better. But as we apply these verses of Scripture and we move forward in our faith, allowing it to perk hope, you and I are going to see that the love of God is going to bring to pass everything He's ever promised. Amen? So that's the direction we're going. But I just want to remark on a few things here before we move ahead. Notice what he said there. He said in the last part of verse number 11, I put away childish things. You know, it's time as a church that you and I recognize and realize that the Word of God is what causes us to grow up. The Word of God matures us, in other words. And so as the Word of God matures us, we need to put away those things that the Apostle Paul is talking about here, things that would bring division, things that would bring a work and a move of the flesh, things that would hinder and limit the wonderful power and the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to put those things away, and we need to let the Word of God do what only it can, complete us. You and I, we are complete by the Word of God. Amen? And so, notice what he says there. He says, for now we see through a glass darkly. Darkly. Now, I love this as I was reading that. You know, they didn't have mirrors like you and I have mirrors today. They would have highly polished metal. You know, most of the time, if they could afford it, it was brass. And you know, and as you look into, like the chrome on your bumper, course, I'm dating myself there because we don't even have that anymore. Everything's plastic. But as you look on your vehicle, on my truck, of course, it's old enough to have chrome. You look into the chrome and you see a reflection. But you see yourself in an altered state. You don't see yourself the way you truly are. Amen? But the whole purpose of this thing is, as we grow up, we start to look and see ourselves the way that God sees us. God sees you as blood bought, blood washed. He sees you a vessel that He's preparing and raising up to allow faith, hope, and love to come out of your everyday life. Amen? Now notice what He said one more time verse number 13. And now abideth. That word abideth is meno from the Greek, and it means it's a staying, it's an occupancy, it's an expectation. You need to, every day of your life, every day of my life, I need to have an expectancy of faith, hope, and love. And if I'm in that place of expectancy, some things are going to happen, amen? And it's not going to be the things of the devil or the things of the world. It's going to be the things of the Almighty God, our God who goes and gives us Jesus, amen? So I want us to concentrate on that, and let's break some things down. I want you to go with me over to the book of Hebrews. We love this 11th chapter of Hebrews, the faith chapter. But hold your place there in 1 Corinthians 13 because we'll be back. I want to read one verse in just a minute. But Hebrews chapter number 11, before we always read verses 1 and 2, but I want to read verse 3 to start with. Hebrews 11 and 3, are you there? Notice what the word says. Through faith we understand. Through faith. Through faith I'm able to exercise my mind. Through faith, you're able to exercise your mind. Your mind, your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions. You're able to bring them under control of the Word of God through faith. Now, he said that faith, hope, and love, that's what you have to have operating in your life. So here you and I are this morning. There's a lot of things going on in our life. And we need to make sure that faith is operating. Because notice what he says. Through faith, we understand. We have the ability to comprehend. We have the ability to exercise our mind to this truth. That the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now let's think about that just for a minute. Through faith, I can exercise my mind. I can comprehend. I can understand that the worlds. Now, you and I know that there was a world before when Satan contaminated it. We know that there was a world that we're in now after Noah's flood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's going to be a world that's going to be let down out of heaven without sin, not touched, tainted by sin. Amen. That's what we're looking for. He's talking about three worlds, better translated, three ages, three earth ages, three heaven ages. Through faith, I can comprehend this. Through faith, I can get a grasp of this. Through faith, I can understand it. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Framed. They were put together. They were brought into existence by the Word of God. Now, I want you to think about that because the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was Jesus. Amen? Well, Jesus now abides in you, and the Holy Ghost speaks what Jesus is wanting you to hear. He talks to you. He talks to me. He talks to us in a way that we can understand. So through faith, I can exercise my mind and I can understand. I can grow up in some things and not be childish. And I can see that my God, that your God is wanting us to what? He's wanting us to frame our world by the Word of God. See, everything about your life, everything about my life, it should be consistent on. It should have something to do with the Word, not with what you're seeing, with not what you're feeling. Amen? And so what we want to do is we want to step back and we want to say, faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. That creates a vision. That creates an understanding because here my God was. He looked out. And what did he see? He saw darkness.
But his vision was everything that he's seen was very good. Now, come on, get in here and help me preach. Now, this is, I'm talking to you the truth this morning. Amen? You'd open up your Bible. You go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. There's 31 verses. 31 verses in Genesis chapter 1. There is not one mention of a devil. There's only a mention of a loving, living God that has all power. And a God that said in verse 31 that he looked. And what he had spoke out, what he had framed with his own words was not just good. It was very good. That's the God that lives in you. That's the God that lives in me. Amen. This morning. So here we are today. We've got an ability because we've got a promise. Paul said that inside the church believer, inside the Christian, inside the person that was blood bought, blood washed, there was a meno, an abiding, a stain of faith, hope, and love. So God, he demonstrated that to us. He looked out. And he had faith. And he had hope for something better. And the Bible says that he is love. Amen? So he exhibited all those things, how to change some things. So in your life, in my life this morning, guess what? In case you don't know it, it's not perfect. My life is not perfect. We've got some problems. We've got a devil. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got a Jesus. We got this body that's going to go in the ground, but we got a glorified body that's waiting on us. Amen. Because when this one goes in the ground, it's going to be planted and it's going to come up glorified. Amen. Can't be touched by pain, by sickness, by anything. It's going to be perfect. But in the meantime, we're called, we're anointed to walk this very life out. And to do what Jesus did. So we know we come back and we look at Hebrews chapter 11. And it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh, my, my, my. Lord Jesus, help me to get my eyes off of what I see. I spend too much time looking on what I see in the natural. Because if I get to focus in what I see on the natural, that robs me of what God wants to show me in the spiritual. See, because God's spiritual vision, it was nothing of what he saw in the natural. In the beginning. And so God's always been. And God looked, and it wasn't what he wanted. So he didn't say, oh my, look how dark it is. Yet, if I'm not careful, I talk so much about the problem. No, God looked, and he said, let there be light. Because he had faith, and he had hope, and he had love. And so what you and I have got to start to put into practice, we've got to look and we don't say, well, look how many empty chairs we got this morning. Thank God for every chair that's filled. And thank God that he's going to fill them all. Amen?
Amen.
So we've got to change every way that we've ever worked before in our own life. And then we can work it together for God's good, God's plan as a body. Amen? All right, now hold your place right there. I just want to read one verse. What is that Tori put on the screen? 1 Corinthians 13:7. Now, remember, abideth these three, faith, hope, and love. Let's talk about the love of God. Look what the love of God does. It beareth all things. Now, God loves you with an everlasting love. There's nothing you can do to separate yourself from the love of God. God showed you that he loved you, then while you, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for us, okay? The love of God bears all things. That means I don't care what the devil says, you're not going down. He cannot crush you. Because you're hooked up with Jesus. Jesus says, yoke up with me for my burden and my
is light. Amen?
So the love beareth all things. Uh-oh. Now we got faith working. Love believeth all things. Wait a minute. I can believe that I can get out of debt. I can believe that I can be healed in my body. I believe that broken relationships can be restored by the hand of Almighty God. Oh, my, my, my. I can believe that my God can set the captives free. Yes, I can, because I've got love, and it's love that doesn't come and go. It's not based on feelings. It's based on the reality that now, at this moment, abideth these three. In other words, when you got saved, when I got saved, these come to abide and to live with you, the believer, forever. Faith, hope, and love. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. You're not going down, you're going over. You're going over with the mighty hand of God, amen? With a witness, with a testimony. All right, so let's go back in Hebrews chapter 11. Now we read verse number 3, but let's just jump up to verse number 1, the one that we all love. Now, faith, once again, now, right at this moment, okay? Not someday. I'm so aggravated at myself for waiting on someday. I'm ready for today, amen? Today is the day of salvation, amen? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, let's stop right there. Now, that's a little hard for me to understand. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So let's mark down on our Bible, let's underline substance. And right above that, let's write down something that we can understand. Now, faith is the title deed. Come on, we can all understand that. Faith is the title deed of things hoped for. Now, by the faith, hope, and love. So, here you and I are this morning, here we are. The way that we got saved. Can we take just a minute? Sometimes I get, maybe I get in too big a hurry. Sister Tori, would you put Ephesians 2:8 up? For by grace are you saved through what? Faith. Say, that's me. And that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So now faith is. Now faith is. Why is faith now? It's because you got saved because God, by bringing Jesus, the Word, to you, and you accepting Jesus, see, the way we're saved is so simple, we make it so hard. We're saved through faith. Through faith in what? Through faith in who? Jesus, right? Romans 10:9 and then 10:10. Hey, this is a lot better than what I had wrote down. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that you might be saved.
Hallelujah.
That's positive. Amen. So we confess what we believe. Okay, now stay right there just for a second. Here's our God, our Father. He's looking out over the universe, and it's black. It's chaos. The word in the Hebrew is chaos. What does he do? He speaks out of his heart. Remember, Hebrews 11 and 3, the worlds were framed by His words. He spoke out of His heart what He believed. This morning, Jesus Christ was sitting on the right hand of the Father, and He looks over to the Father. I'm talking to your Bible. Hebrews 5:8, maybe. It says He loves to make intercession for you, for me, for the saints. So He looks over to the Father, and He speaks the word over your life. He doesn't talk about your sickness, your sin. He doesn't talk about that. He talks about what He accomplished on the cross for you and for me. Amen? God the Father moved by the sacrifice of Jesus, by His own word being brought back for you from Jesus, and it goes out. And it starts working in your life. It starts working in my life. Amen? Verse 10. For with the heart, man, woman, boy, girl, believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth, confession is made unto salvation. But not just being saved from judgment, saved from a devil's hell, from a lake of fire, but everyday life. Amen? Okay, so hold that verse those two verses in your mind. Let's go back. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, right at this moment, faith is the substance, the title deed of things hoped for. So what are you hoping for this morning? Now abideth faith, hope, and love. What are you hoping for? All you have to do then is open this word and find what you're hoping for, what you're faithing for, what you've got a God that loves you enough to give you. And you find it. And you go to the throne room by the blood of Jesus, and you know that you're going to meet Jesus, and He's going to be on the right hand of God the Father, and you're going to come to Him in faith. And you say, Father God, this is what Your word says. This is where I'm at. But now, abiding in my life is faith, hope, and love. I want what You have for me. Do you think He's going to cast you out? He's going to pull you into Himself. Amen. The Bible says the Lord hastens to perform His word. Amen. All He's looking for is somebody who will believe Him. Now, faith is the substance, the title deed of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want you to get this in your heart. You're going to get a revelation from the Lord, and you're going to believe that, and you're going to have the faith and the hope and the love, and you're going to speak it out, but you've got to hold on while you're seeing the storm. You're going to have to hold on because the trying of your faith worketh patience. Romans 5 talks about letting patience have its perfect work in your life. Amen? Because there's the devil out there that's resisting you. There's things that don't get mad at me, but there's things that you've said in the past that I've said in the past that's going to have to be undone by God's word, and we have to stand on that word to get then the word to produce the right seed, because we was harvesting from the wrong seed. Amen? Now, faith is the substance, the title deed of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And notice this. For by it, by what? By this faith, by this title deed of faith, the elders obtained a good report. They obtained a good testimony. That's what we're all looking for. Amen? Because if you look in verse number 4, talks about God testifying, same Greek word. Verse number 5, talking about Enoch being translated and about his testimony pleasing God, same word. So For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. See, faith is the only way you and I can please God. And faith impacts people all around us because they're impacted by the negative.
Yes.
But you and I, we have the positive of the Word of God to impact people. All right. Now that takes us right back to where we was at. Notice what it says. Verse 3. Through faith, this is the channel. This is the channel of your victory. The channel of my victory. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. They were aligned. See, I don't know about you this morning, but there's some things in my life that aren't exactly in alignment with what God says. God says that I should have abundant life. Well, there's some areas in my life that I don't have abundant life. And the reason why is the first part of that verse, there is a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So I've got to learn how to resist the devil so he will flee from me. Amen? Now, we all talk about resisting the devil so he'll flee from me, but what is the first part? We've got to do the first part to get the second part. James chapter 4, what is it? Down about verse 6 tells us that submit yourselves therefore unto God. So I've got to submit to God. That means I've got to take Him at His word. And then I'll be able to resist the one who come to steal, kill, and destroy. And I can do these things because now, right this moment of time, now abideth faith, hope, and love. See, so all of these work together to bring God's will, God's plan into your life, into my life. Amen? And if we don't allow God to do it, we're going to miss out on God's best. Now let's talk about this faith just a little bit. Go with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. Romans 12 and 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to some people, to every man that is among you. So among you, he's talking to the church. Amen. He's talking to the believer. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man, every woman, every boy, girl that's blood washed, that's saved, that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Why? Why would we get so excited? Why would we have a tendency to maybe get puffed up? According as God has dealt to every person, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every person, the measure of faith. Now this word dealt means God has imparted it. When you got saved, when I got saved, to impart something means that the hand of God went, Brother Donnie, and He put not a measure, but the measure of faith right in the center of your heart. Mm-hmm. Right in the center of who you are. The measure of faith. Now, that means... Now, this is going to be hard to swallow, but it's the truth. That means you have the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. So here we are this morning. We recognize, we realize that God has given us His measure of faith. And so we learn how to start speaking that faith out. And as we start speaking that faith out, we recognize that we're talking Scripture. And as we talk Scripture, that creates hope. Turn over to the 15th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have So the scripture gives you hope, right? So now about a faith, hope, and love. Faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you hear the word of God, and that activates the measure of faith that God placed in you when you start speaking it out. And when you start speaking it out, it says that the scripture, that's what creates the hope in your life. Now, there's some things inside of us. There's faith, hope, and love that is inside of us that we have yet to open. And so we want to open that. Now, as we open that, look what happens. Drop down to verse 13, Romans 15:13. Now, the God of hope, notice this, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Getting back to faith. So there's your faith and your hope. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound. Come on. You may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So now about a faith, hope, and love. We recognize that God dealt to every person the measure of faith. We speak that out, and that creates hope because it creates a vision. But the reason why you can count on it, the reason why I can count on it, is because of the love of God. We know the scripture, but let's lay our eyes on it for faith. Go with me to 1 John. Chapter 4. First John chapter 4, verse number 8. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? For God is love. Now abideth these, faith, hope, and love. Look at verse 9. In this was manifested the love of God. This is what revealed. This is what shined. This is what made the love of God understandable to anyone who would receive it. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Verse 10. Herein is love, that we loved God. Not that we loved God, pardon me, but that He loved us. And He sent His Son to be a propitiation, atonement for our sins. So when we read that verse of Scripture about growing up and looking through a glass darkly and then coming to the understanding that now abide a faith, hope, and love. If God loves you with an everlasting love, and He does, Jeremiah says so. Paul says in Romans 8, starting about verse 37 or so, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. So you can have a vision like God has. You can see things the way that God does. And you can look and, okay, it looks like chaos. It looks like blackness. Can you imagine what it looked like to God when He just stepped back out of the garden and He watched Adam let the serpent come right in and walk right up to Eve, because He didn't slither then. He walked. He walked right up to Eve and said, "Hath God said?" Can you imagine how God felt? But God's love is perfect. And God done had a plan. Because that happened in the first few verses of Genesis 3. In Genesis 3:15, God announces Jesus. For God so loved the world. Amen. He announced Him that through Jesus. All right. So here we are this morning. What do we need to do? We need to say that in my life, because I am blood bought, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I have faith, hope, and love. My faith is in a God who cannot fail. My hope is in a word that defeated the devil. And my love comes from a God who is love. Amen? And so the vision that he has for my life, all I have to do is learn how to get it from out of my spirit, up through my soul, and out my body. And if I will do that, it will create the vision that God has for me. See, here's one of my weak areas. I was winding it on. I go, boy, my back's hurting so bad. On and on. Not just once. Tell her one time where she can pray about it. That's good. But you just keep on and on and on. What's your testimony? The elders obtained a good report, a good testimony, what? By faith. By me keep saying, oh, my back's hurting so bad. I'm putting faith in the pain more than I'm putting faith in the one who took stripes to alleviate my pain. When I ask her, how in the world are we going to pay for this building? We got to be nuts. Where's the faith in that? The faith is in the negative. The faith is in the devil. That's not in God. We done covered. God owns it all. Amen? So I've got to learn to speak out of my heart what God's placed in there, not what the devil has placed in there. And not settle for anything less. Amen? So let's close with this thought. Let's reread verse 13, 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And now, come on, say right now, in me abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. So God has bestowed upon you a revelation through Jesus of his love. His love will never fail, so you and I will never fail. Amen? So let's look into the very realm of the Spirit and see what God would have for us this morning. Amen? Let's see past the limitation and let's accept the possibility. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for every person that is here. I thank you for you being here. Lord, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just submit ourselves to you. We ask that you would just touch us and draw us like never before. Every lie that we have spoken from the pit of hell, everything that we have believed of the enemy, Father, we repent of that. Not only do we repent of that, we renounce it. And now we want to replace it with what your Holy Spirit speaks to us. Help us to say what you would have us to say. And Lord, let the very reality of the creative power bring to pass that it is very good. It is very good. Help us to be bold. Help us to be humble under your mighty hand. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Would you come this morning? Would you come and make yourself an altar and say, here I am. Here I am. I know that now abideth in me is faith, hope, and love. And I want to exercise these three things where my life can be changed. It can be different. That I can get up here and I can walk out of this place with a different mindset, a different understanding. I can have chains broke off. I can have cords that has limited me cut. And I can go into all the world and be what Jesus has designated me to be. And that's an overcomer. Would you come this morning? God loves you so much. He has so much for you. Now, you can sit back there and you can say, well, I don't know if there's really anything in my life. There's things in your life, okay? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm being honest with you. It's my job. God has placed me in this position to exhort and to encourage you. I want you to know that your life can be better, and it will be better. Everything that you let Jesus have control, complete control in, it will be better and better and better. And just like God has blessed you in one area of life, He wants to bless you in all areas. Hallelujah.